And now, welcome to the Golden Sports Network and the Clearwater Indians. On different sides of the spectrum, the Spartans bring with them 7 and Indians bring with them 0-7. Who will be the starting lineup?
For Clearwater, And the third part of the mix with my freshman, number 24, Sebastian Hunter. Now, number one, comes to the 36 of the senior, number 33, James Collinsmeyer. And for your part of the blind foot, the senior, number 30, Insa Amon.
Aiden, as we get ready for this matchup, what are you looking for from both teams?
Okay, well, what I can tell you from Clearwater is I think they're definitely going to be using the zone as much as possible to their advantage. And with the Collegiate Spartans, I think it's going to be very important for them to break up that zone, which I think they're going to be able to do really well. They also have some great rebounders, and they're going to be able to press back up against them really, really well. I think this is going to be a great matchup. I was talking to one of the players for Collegiate, and he was telling me nobody knows Collegiate plays better than Clearwater, which I think is going to be playing very key on defense for Clearwater. So I don't think, even no matter what their records are, I don't think this is going to be a blowout by any.
Yeah, certainly. These two teams are teams that have a lot of history between them, and when you get into games like this, teams that have seen each other a lot of times, you tend to have close games. The other team knows what the other team is going to run, and it usually ends up being a rock fight.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right, getting ready for tip here. Heinz Turner will be at center for Collegiate, and Cash. All right, so Charles Meyer will take the tip for Clearwater. Tip is away, and Collegiate wins the tip. Ahmad takes the point for the Spartans. Mob hits the fair. Shackleford trying to get open. Instead, pass goes to Parker. Fair passes to Shackleford. Out to Ahmad. Ahmad passes across court to Fair. Tips away. Finds Turner, regains it. Parker in the lane. Takes the elevated jumper. And it's good. Smooth jumper in the lane there from Parker. And a foul was called away from the ball. And that'll be on Heinz Turner. Sorry, perfect.
Collegiate scores back on the defense.
Collegiate looking to press hard. Looks like Clearwater's going to be able to break it, though. With Fisher leading the charge.
Oh.
Cass takes the three. It's off the mark. Rebounded by Fair.
I think we're going to see that a lot. Going for those open threes.
Up-tempo offense from Collegiate. Parker blows by a defender in the lane and heavily contested misses. Rebound, no, by Heinz Turner. Puts it back in. It's good. Collegiate looking to press once again with that full court zone. They're going to have to get back quick, though, as Walter breaks the press. But he's going to dribble it off of a Collegiate defender. So Clearwater will inbound from under the basket. Fisher takes the ball at the point. Clearwater moving around. Passes it inside the lane. Kicks to Walter from the line. That's 33. Back to Walter. Dribbling on Heinz Turner. Heavily defended. Gets back up. Klausmeier ball on the floor. Heinz Turner picks it up. And the Spartans have a 2-on-2 opportunity here. Heinz Turner takes it against all the traffic. And misses the layup in the lane. Pressure from Collegiate once again broken by Clearwater.
Cleese is doing a great job breaking up that zone.
Yeah, certainly Clearwater has been able to handle that press by Collegiate.
Yeah.
Drive into length heavily, contested by Shackelford. That shot's not going to touch rim. Ahmad carries the ball off the court to Parker, who lays it up and in. Great ball movement there by Cleveland. And Clearwater is going to take a quick timeout.
Especially from the freshman, you're seeing some great inside play.
Well, I've got to tell you, these are not ordinary freshmen we're seeing here from the Spartans. I mean, absolute athletes out on the court right now with Parker and Spice Turner. I mean, phenomenal basketball players.
I couldn't agree more. They're definitely changing the game for Collegiate, allowing them to press really hard against Clearwater, not giving them an opportunity.
Certainly, and I mean, it's really, that offense is moving really quick right now. Quick, crisp ball movement. Collegiate has to walk on the back foot right now during the first timeout.
For sure. Amazing start for Collegiate.
On Clearwater, Ben Walter's been handling the ball relatively well. Looking to get looks, but really, Collegiate's even really finding them.
Yeah. I mean, Clearwater is definitely full use of the ball. Any mistake from the Spartans will definitely go back on them.
That ball tied up by Fair. He rips it away. Ball on the court. Ahmad tries to drive for it, though. No good. Heinz Turner slows it from Clearwater, though. Up to the lead and good.
100%.
Just relentless defense there from the Spartans on the full court. Forces another turnover.
Absolutely.
And points in transition. Falling again, Heinz Turner goes up for another layup.
Not even letting him get to the half.
Good job from Shackelford there to cut the ball away and allow for the turnover and layup in transition. Ahmad reaches in there on the foul. Spartans looking for yet another turnover. Ahmad gets caught on the cookie jar. Reaching in.
Session is just loving that. They have an even bigger showing than for most football games.
And that third freshman of the freshman triumvirate will step into the game.
Oh, yeah.
For the Spartans. Clearwater finally able to break the press. Spartans heavily in the half court, and Heinz Turner is going to commit a foul.
For sure.
Almost looks like he wrapped up the Clearwater player there.
Yeah.
Looks like he's trying to break up the pass in football there.
Bro's going for the full hug.
Lob pass to
Wow. Quagmire,
and that is good. Quagmire went unnoticed to the basket. Drum right now taking the ball for Fuzis, the sophomore that subbed in. Ball picked out behind Turner, swung around to Drum right. Fuzis moving the ball around the perimeter. Shot taken and off the back iron, but put. Oh, this is the putback in the lane.
They're doing a great job.
In and out and getting physical under the basket there. Rebounded again by Parker. Unable to get the putback back in. And third time is the charm.
It's so impressive to see those freshmen just keep jumping, going for the ball.
Really physical on the inside. Got a little chippy there. Heinz Turner looks good into the passing lane. Unable to, though. Good defense on the shot by Parker and Quagmire starts to get back up, no good.
Parker doing an amazing job rebounding so far.
Parker really getting physical on the inside.
Adelaide
on the skin. Loses the ball there, though, and that ball's going to be out to Walter on the quick, fast break. Just off the glass, but it won't matter. That shot goes in.
This just goes to show what I told you. It's definitely not going to be a blowout of a game.
Batiste with the ball now, passes to Parker. Parker dribbles into the lane, kicks to Batiste for the open three, and a flip.
Good. You can't get the freshmen that open opportunity. They're going to take it every time.
Student section getting answer, alerting that the freshman Quagmire in the lane for Clearwater is fouled by Weta. Collegiate leads early on 15-4 with 3:32 left in the first quarter.
But three fouls so early in the game. Four fouls, if I'm saying correctly. They're definitely playing a physical game.
Yeah, certainly. Thing to mention, though, is that those fouls have been spread out between players, so no one player truly in foul trouble early
on.
That's true. But certainly you cannot continue that. Quagmire makes a push here. Parker, I'm trying to spur her, will sub out of the game. In is Raspberry. And Chugge. Second free throw. No good, off the mark. Chugge with the rebound, just goes up and uses the height.
Yeah.
Drumright dribbling into the lane, puts it up, finger roll, no good. Rebound, still contested on the floor. Body flying everywhere, and Batiste comes up with it, passes to Raspberry. Drumright takes, oh, the clunge open jumper, fades in the lane and gets rejected. 2-on-1 opportunity for Clearwater, pass ahead to Schwarzmeier. Fakes 3 men in the lane and is rejected by Chugge. A lot of contact there.
I think we're just already starting to see that Klausmeier can get really in there, and they're starting to come
absolutely
up
with that piece with a wide open three, and no good. Rebound goes to Clearwater, number 23, Cash. Clearwater takes the ball up court, and there's gonna, they're going to have an open lane to the basket. No good, though, as he was met in the lane.
David Chugge using his height to his advantage at every turn. It's pretty crazy to see in the hallways, especially these freshmen are just so tall and they use it to their advantage every time.
The Chiefs will take the ball up the court for the Spartans. Passes to Raspberry, takes it back at the top of the key. And miscommunication there by the Spartans, and that ball is going to be thrown away by Drumright. Drumright thought Batiste was going to stay in the spot that he was, but Batiste instead cut to the corner, and the ball sailed outbound. Clearwater now with possession. Double teamed in the lane. Three was taken, no good though, and rebound goes to Batiste. Moving up the court now quickly is Collegiate. Batiste in transition, and that ball is going to be stripped away. Dribbled into two defenders. And that ball is going to be called a foul on, let's see who that is. That'll be on Raspberry. It looked like more of a kick than a foul on that, but nonetheless, called for the foul. Lamont's going to check in for Batiste. Quick pass inside in the lane. The Hazlitt passes back out. Heavily defended, back into the lane, kicked out for the three for Cash, and no good. Ahmad takes the rebound, and the Spartans will move back up on offense. Moving quickly now. Pass out to Weta, under the basket, tries to muscle his way under, no good. Drumright for the three, and it hits! Good ball movement there from the Spartans, and Drumright next on the three.
We were really expecting some great zone work from Clearwater, but they have not made a three yet.
And that's going to be a charge on Cash with low of the shoulder into Drumright, who takes the charge. Shackleford, Fair, and Heinz Turner all check into the game for the Spartans. Parker also will be a late substitution here for the Spartans. And it looks like Ahmad's going to inbound the ball out to Parker. 1:36 left in the first quarter. The Spartans lead 18-5. Parker passes into the paint. Ahmad takes the three. No good. Rebound goes to Shackleford. Tries to get room under the basket. He will not. Ahmad takes it from the top of the key. Dribbles into the paint and the shot is good. Mishandled pass from Clearwater, turns it over to Ahmad. Kicks to Fair. Ahmad drives once again, net this time further out on the court. Fair dribbling into the lane. Mostly uncontested into the lane, but met at the rim. Met in the paint, I should say. Clearwater with possession, and that's going to be a recon on Heinz Turner as he went for yet another steal. That will be his second. We'll see what Siegel decides to do here with Heinz Turner.
Yes, but it's really just showing their aggressive strategies all the way through on defense, just not giving Clearwater an opportunity.
Yeah, certainly, but you do have to be smart on that defense. You don't want to get yourself into foul trouble as Heinz Turner has just done.
Yeah,
as Jack Grace will check into the game in his place. Clearwater now with the ball. Cash dribbling in the paint. Double teamed on the baseline, and throws it out of bounds. A little bit of contact on that pass, pass attempt, but it will be ruled out of bounds. First to him on. Really using that outside. Spartans a lot of good ball movement right now. Grace passes out to Ahmad. Ahmad picks a fair in the corner for three. No good. Rebound goes to fair. Gets his own rebound on the kick. Parker underneath the basket. Tries to muscle it up and is fouled.
They did a really great job, especially on that play, spreading out Clearwater's defense.
Yeah, it certainly allows you to drive into that, drive into the lane.
Absolutely. That's what Collegiate does best.
Well, and a lot of entry passes into the zone and then kicks out for three. It allows for a lot of open looks.
Yeah.
Parker going to first loop there. Parker's second free throw bounces off the back iron. His rebound goes out to Shackleford, however. Ahmad, ball goes through his legs, trickles out a little bit, but he regains possession.
Using that outside to spread him out again.
In the corner, passes across court to Parker, who dribbles into the lane over two defenders. No good. Rebound goes to Clearwater. Fisher with that rebound. And the shot from Fisher is no good. Desperation key is at the end of the quarter. So, that will conclude the first quarter. Our score, 21, Collegiate 5 for the visiting Indians.
I tell you what, Collegiate is just doing a great job on their diversity. They can really work the zone, but they're also doing a great job pressing inward.
They missed a Clearwater early on, and the stance has gotten stretched out a little bit from the front. What are you looking to do to get rein this game back in?
You know, I would say coming up with a new strategy on defense, because Collegiate is definitely solidifying their strategy in offense. They definitely are using the zone to their advantage to spread out the defense and then passing in for either that open three or just driving in the lane. But I think it's really effective in this first quarter, and I think Clearwater is going to have to come up with an answer if they're going to have a chance moving forward.
The interesting steal also is Clearwater maybe tries to stress off the defense off of a mate shot or something like that to try to get a steal and create some of that momentum like Collegiate did at the start of this quarter.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I also think it's worth mentioning that Collegiate, take up a girl team. They only have one senior. This is mostly being led by freshmen, sophomores, and juniors. Which is just uncommon for high school basketball.
Absolutely, and that's really something that makes this Spartan team already ranked third in the state something to be reckoned with.
Absolutely. Up for three,
and off the mark, saved though by Clearwater, stolen away though by Parker. Passes up court to the Chief, who tries to lay it up, and it's good. Really cool transition offense there from the Spartans to get that layup.
Oh, man. I know Siegel has been working their running hard, even over winter break, barely giving them a break, and you can see it here, their speed and their stamina.
Yeah, certainly. Siegel seems known for condition.
Yeah.
Clearwater turned the ball over once again on the other side of the court with an errant pass into the lane. The piece kicks out to Parker. Dribbles back out.
Once again, going on the outside.
Fair takes the ball to the top. Key looking tough on offense. Rotates to Ahmad. Ahmad kicks it back out to Fair. Picks up his dribble in the paint. Passes to Shackleford. Trying to throw out Lanton and is fouled.
I think that was just go to show the timing is really key. When you go in too soon, like on that play, Shackleford was just completely on the wall.
Cash. Committed the foul for Clearwater, his second and a half. Possibly a little bit of foul trouble for the Indians now. Shackleford makes the first free throw.
Oh, yeah.
possibly a little bit of perspiration on the court here. The rest will clean up.
No wonder. It's been a fight all the way through. And the game's only in its second quarter.
Yeah, it certainly has been scrappy on the rebounds. Shackleford now with his second free throw. Connects. Substitution for Clayton. Weta and Hines Turner will enter the game for the Spartans. And now the Spartans possessing a 20-point lead, 25-5, with 6:58 left in the second quarter. Clearwater trying to get it in, and it's going to be picked off by Fatih. Misses the layup, but it's put back in by Parker. He leaves it pressing once again, and that's going to be a foul on Weta.
Weta.
Clearwater already in the bonus, going to be shooting the 1-1. First camp up along. Misses the front end, and rebound goes out to the Teeth. Spartans looking to move now in transition. Batiste dribbles on the baseline, passes to Hines Turner, muscles his way up in the lane, and it's good. Spartans getting everything they want right now in the paint. Layup in the lane by Clearwater. That's Walter. That shot's good. Nice drive into the lane there by Walter. Muscled up over one defender. Sloppy pass there behind Turner. Parker regathers it, however. Parker now going one-on-one with his defender. Blows by him, and foul's going to be called.
This is a really foul-heavy game, which is, according to Ace of Hawks, he actually stated that he wasn't expecting it to be a very scrappy game. But they're fighting through and through.
It's like Drumright and Raspberry will check into the game for the Spartans. Weta and Ahmad being subbed out. Parker's going to inbound for the Spartans under the basket. Passes to Hines Turner on the block. Parker out to Hines Turner. Open in the... And he's got it.
I already said you just can't get these freshmen those
open floater on the block about 10 feet away from the basket. High percentage stop for Cleese. That ball goes back under to Butte Gerber. And he connects on the layup. Score now 31-9. Raspberry takes the ball, dribbles on the baseline, passes out to Hines Turner, who kicks it to Parker, or sorry, to Pete. Batiste dribbles in the paint. And it's
good. They muscled away.
Clearwater defender fell on the play and Hines Turner drills to the basketball on the floor now and still on the floor and Clearwater's going to get it back and try tough offense. Six for the three. Walker never.
No good.
And Clearwater's going to hit it out of bounds. This will be a collegiate basketball. Check in. We'll step into the game for Parker.
You know, I'm not collegiate. Clearwater is focusing their defense more back, giving not unlike collegiate where they're pushing the full court. They like to keep their defense back within the 3-line.
Right, and possibly a reaction to the amount of looks in the paint that Clayton shot early on in this game. Carter going right for the three. Oh, it makes it.
Good.
A little good contact on the shot. Drumright steals the ball away in transition and travels with it.
Yeah,
certainly took a step there.
Yeah.
Clearwater shoving players in and out, looking for a combination.
Really just looking for something to work against collegiate.
Clearwater player goes to the floor on the inbound play and it was foul called. Cash got double teams for a second there for Clearwater. Fisher has the ball on the arc. Dribble kicks.
goes to three.
Open three for cash and off the mark.
Okay.
And hits out by Clearwater as the Chief and Burford were fighting for the rebound. Burford hits it out of bounds.
Cash has just been going for those threes this whole game, but no luck so far.
Petit takes the ball up to the start. This pass is to Cheve. Cheve dribbles into the lane, kicks to Heinz Turner. Going one-on-one against the fan. Spins in the lane, is rejected, but a foul is called on the shot. Six fouls now in the half of Clearwater. Heinz Turner, his first free throw. I'm trying to get first down. And that second free throw is off the mark, and Clearwater gets the rebound. Trying to beat the press at Collegiate.
Pushing
gonna
back.
Get trapped at half court. Kicks ball off his foot, goes to the floor a little bit. No. No call, and
the layup is good.
Cash gets it in the lane for the layup.
Once again, using that outside to spread out the defense.
Heinz Turner for the three. Kind of good. Score now 40-11 for the Spartans. 3 minutes, 30 seconds left in the second quarter. Ball passed ahead quickly for Clearwater, and it's going to trickle out of bounds.
Spartans ball.
Shackleford checks in for Heinz Turner. Drum right now taking the ball up the court for the Spartans. Dribbles, passes man into the lane, kicks to Raspberry. Raspberry takes the open look, and no good, and rebounded by the Indians. Fisher taking the ball all by himself, puts up a wild shot in the lane and no good. Drumright passes ahead to Cheve, out in transition, and the layup is good. And timeout called by Clearwater.
I think their foul count speaks for itself. It's more than doubled since the first quarter. I think they're getting a little bit desperate on the defense.
I think part of it is maybe a little bit of tiredness on that end.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, we've seen a couple of collegiate players get some blow-by looks at the basket. So, you know, running by defenders, and at that point, your option is allow the basket to foul.
Yeah, as you were saying earlier, Eagles' harsh conditioning is just proving itself. It really is.
Well, and the quick substitutions, the 2 minute shifts that are often employed, play into that a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just having a well-rounded team, all with the conditioning and the planning. I mean, it's just really an amazing system to watch.
Well, I like what you said about being all well-rounded. There's a lot of players on the team that can score at all three levels. They can score at the rim, they can score at mid-range, and they can score from three. And that's something you really like to have as a coach, with a team that can score at all levels. And really just how much.
And I mean, having a well-rounded team like that, where only one of them being the senior, I mean, they're only going to get better, which is just really amazing to see.
Clearwater looking to ground the ball under their own basket. Collegiate looking to press once again. Ball thrown ahead to Walter and deflected out off the chapel first. So Clearwater now is going to have it under the basket. Weta goes in for the steel collision in the air, and that ball's going to be taken back by Fisher, who lays it up and in. Oh. Drum right now taking the ball off the court quickly for the Spartans. Kicks to Shackleford, declines the three, dribbles into the lane, spins, shoots, and off the mark. Ball tipped out, though, on the rebound, and Raspberry gathers and puts the ball back in for the layup.
He just never gives up on the ball.
Yeah, certainly, even with that defensive rebound there from the Indians, No give up there on the rebound for the Storm. Chege takes it. Another steal. Drum right with the open three. Good, good.
Chege, without even looking, knew exactly where Carter was going to be. That was incredible.
Clearwater takes their third time of the game, looking to find something.
That was amazing to see. Chege had the ball. He was driving up. He had two defenders on him. Without even looking, he knew where Carter was going to be.
Good man looking like a point guard.
Oh, yeah.
Collegiate lays off the press this time. Clearwater carrying the ball up court. Fisher handling the ball. Dribbles on the baseline, met by Parker, and dribbles off his leg. Collegiate has possession. Parker in the lane, dribbles around his man. Layup, no good. Gets his own rebound, and that ball's tipped away off a Clearwater defender.
Oh my god, that was some incredible footwork from a high schooler, dodging around two defenders to go into that layup.
Batiste with the three, off the mark, and rebounded by Clearwater. Collegiate not going to make it easy though, picked off by Batiste and passes to Parker for the layup. Clearwater trying to set up some offense. Out to Walker, kick. Ahmad falls in the lane, maybe caught an elbow. Shot was off though, pass back out, tips, no good, is the layup, and put back. Now one-on-two opportunity, two-on-two opportunity for Clearwater, layup, and that is good by Klausmeier.
Oh my gosh. I gotta tell you, I think
refs called a timeout. Klausmeier might have landed a little awkwardly on that foot. Gets up and runs it off though.
I think Clearwater maybe found a good combination, good strategy for Boston with great drives and Collegiate running after the ball, whereas before they've been in front of it.
Well, that's really the good thing about forcing a turnover, is that you can get out into transition. That's something the Clearwater's probably going to have to look to do more as this game goes on.
Absolutely.
Batiste drives into the lane and the layup is good off the glass.
These freshmen are just making those guards look non-existent.
Spartans drop back into the little man-to-man. Ball's on the floor, and the piece is going to be called for the foul. Ran right into Hazlitt.
Spartans up number 17, T.J. McKean. Get first, T.J. McKean.
Hazlitt will get the 1-1 as Clearwater's in the bonus. High arcing free throws, no good. Weta, 3-on-2 opportunity for the Spartans, and Ace is gonna, and Ahmad's going to pull it back out. Parker dribbles all the way to the hole and loses the ball as he goes up in the air. Clearwater now with the ball, carrying it up the court. Fisher, ball inside in the lane, taken back by Clearwater, and that's going to be a travel. A couple of steps too many there for Hazlitt. Chege will check back into the game for Heinz Turner.
I think it's going to be interesting to see what Collegiate's going to do with these last 20 seconds.
Mod going to hold the ball, talk to the key for a little bit, going to set up the offense, try to get Collegiate one last shot in this half. Drives the lane quickly, though, and loses it off of his leg. And that's going to give Clearwater a chance with 10.3 seconds left in the half to take the final shot going into the locker room.
The aggressive push.
Yeah, Clearwater's certainly going to have to hurry. Collegiate not putting much of a press on. Fisher met at the three-point line. Dribble passes man, though, and that is good. And that will end the half. Clearwater getting one final basket before the half ends. And we'll go to half with Collegiate leading 51-17. We'll be back after halftime.
Hello and welcome back to CSN Collegiate Sports Network. We're entering the second half of the Collegiate Clearwater game.
Aiden, going into the second half here, what are two things that these teams are going to be looking to improve on or keep the same?
Well, I think keeping the same, I think Collegiate had a great rhythm in the first half, especially on offense. They had an amazing rhythm. They got into the feel of things and they were routinely scoring, which I think is also going to be key for Clearwater. In the fight at the end of the second half, they were starting to get some points in. They found a really good strategy on offense, and I think it's going to be super important for them to continue that if they want to have a chance in the second half. Because I don't think this game is over by any means.
Yeah, certainly can't call anything out of the question. Certainly our comebacks that you see all the time. We'll start the third quarter with the score being 51-17 for the Spartans. Cool, just going to start with the ball.
The ref's talking with the coaches.
Possibly checking to make sure that the...
Oh, they were resetting the fouls on the scoreboard.
Okay. Looks like maybe a question of possession as well as Fair takes the ball, passes to Parker in the lane, dribbles in the lane, goes up with it, Hines Turner takes it and lays it in.
I think that was really important for them, just keeping up that rhythm.
Yeah, certainly another good look in the lane for the Spartans.
We'll see what Clearwater can do with the ball. Passing around the zone.
Fisher takes the look up, no good. Stolen though on the rebound.
Really no good.
And Quasmeyer draws the foul. Fisher throws it up to Quasmeyer. Second free throw off the mark, rebounded by Fair. Fair pushing up the court, goes to Hines Turner. Hines Turner dribbling in the lane, met. And Parker goes up, contested, fouled. Couple of early fouls on both teams. Parker makes first free throw. Second free throw goes off the back iron, rebounded by Walter. Walter pushing up the court now quickly for the Indians. Moves it around the perimeter. Fisher now with the ball. Passes to Cash. Cash dribbles off his foot and double teamed to get it back out. Three taken by Fisher and it's good. Contested three there.
Great job by Clearwater.
Parker dribbles the baseline, kicks the Shackleford, declines to take the three. Looks in the lane, passes to Ahmad. Ahmad drives into the lane, passes to Hines Turner, who lays it in.
You can see it from here, the way Collegiate opened up that lane, and Asa Ahmad took full advantage.
And ball on the floor. Clearwater won by Clearwater. Catch. Man blows by and takes the three and it's good. Pass completely filled out tackle third on that. And was able to drain it. Fair dribbling into the lane. Looking for someone to kick to. Shackleford looking at him for free. Gets it. Great way there for Shackleford to make up for the defensive mistake letting his man go by.
Absolutely.
Seems like everything the Clearwater is throwing at the Spartans early on in this half is being met with an answer.
Oh, yeah. I think it's they're doing a great job, rhythm-wise, of coming up with answers on defense.
Shot was off there from Fisher, rebounded by the Spartans. Fair goes coast to coast off the mark there. Rebounded by Hazlitt. Clearwater getting stuck a little bit in the backcourt.
Spartans showing pressure up before the half once again.
Clearwater gets a look in, but it's thrown away. Mass substitution for a complete line change for the Spartans. The King Batiste, Grimrod, Greta, Raspberry, and Chege all checking into the game for the Spartans.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting to see. You can see that Coach Dugal presses his players hard, and then those mass substitutions just setting them in for fresh ones.
Grimrod misses a floater in the lane. Pushing out the ball, Grimwright, a little too aggressive. Bumps into him. Cleveland does seem to be playing with a little bit of fire with the fouls. A lot of team fouls are still spread out over the individuals.
Yeah. Only a couple minutes into this second half, and they already have two fouls.
And
certainly being aggressive.
And certainly if you're a Clearwater, that's something that you may want to look to capitalize on. If you kind of get into the bonus and maybe get some free throws, get some points without the clock running. Wagmeier dribbles into the lane and is off the mark, rebounded by Chugge. Stolen, however, by Wagmeier, dribbles back into the lane, layup is good that time. Almost stolen again as Hazlitt got into the passing lane.
Clearwater has just fallen into amazing, amazing offenses into this second half.
Inside pass goes to Chege, loses the ball though, and falls out of bounds. Clearwater basketball.
Spartans moving back. Still is getting that good pressure though.
Pass into Quasmar, goes to work on the paint. No good. Letta rebounds. Strong rebound there from Letta. Moving out in transition, but Keith. Little pass is good. What a pass.
For those of you listening, what you're hearing in the background is the team checking absolutely going crazy. Cleveland is really showing that they can give that pressure.
Pull up three, taken and off the mark. Kick the official for the serve. That's time for Clearwater and off the mark again. Rebounded by Raspberry. Raspberry moving up the court quickly now. 4-on-1 almost for the Spartans. Oh, no good for Letta. Now Clearwater looking to run, and that pass is tipped, slowing the run by the Indians.
Slowing the run, giving the Spartans a good chance to defend.
Cash tried to run the baseline, get a reverse layup. Much short, however, and Letta now controls the ball for the Spartans. Out to Chege. Chege thought about it, but probably wise not to take that shot. Grimwright instead with the open three. Letta rebounds, kicks to Batiste. This time he shoots the three, and it's off the back iron. Raspberry with the rebound, puts it back up, no good. Ball kicks around under the basket, and Quasimodo comes down with the rebound. Clearwater moving back up the court, good through pass, and Clifford is fouled. Both teams running out in transition there. Clearwater looking to get some points off you.
Spartans are doing a great job responding, but Clearwater really should have still 180 at the half. They're proving on offense and defense.
Clearwater certainly looking to be playing with a little bit more intensity right now. First three throws
off. Couple substitutions for Clearwater.
Second free throw from Burford. And this is short. Drumright with the rebound. Jim Wright nearly picks up his dribble, passes to Weta. Weta cuts through the lane and good. Weta really strikes through the defense floor and pulls his way to the rim. Quick dribble into the lane by Walter is no good as Raspberry picks up the rebound. Burns pushing once again, kick to Weta for the open three. No good. Rebounded by Kirby. Pass out to Walter. Makes the man run by and fouled, and no good on the layup.
Both teams going full throttle right there, going point for point.
Walter will get two free throws. First free throw, sir.
Coach Beagle looking at another mass substitution.
We'll be seeing Parker, Fair, and Shackleford in the game for the Spartans. Second free throw, sir.
Second free throw, good, leaving Clearwater at 28, Spartans at 63.
The teeth quickly in the lane, no good. Bit of an early shot there from the Spartans, not establishing much offense. Clearwater now looking to get it back out in transition.
Keeping the pressure high, leaving them in the zone.
Looks like a little bit of contact up into the converts on the layup. Parker taking the ball back up court for the Spartans. Passes to Grace. Grace into the lane. Kicks it out to Parker. Back to Grace. Now the Poof. Pass it to Shackleford. Every man getting a touch for the Spartans. Harris shoots for three. In and out. Rebound gathered around to Clearwater. In the lane. Throws it off. Oh, and almost went in. Wow, crazy acrobatic. Shot nearly went in. Great way for the Spartans. Parker looked like he went for the dunk, but missed it going up. Very loose on the floor now, a little hyper striker. It's still being kicked around and a foul was called to put it. Off to the action, foul called.
That was a chaotic 20
on Berger. Yeah, absolutely. Right.
Big foul.
Well, it's like absolutely everywhere.
Almost barely touched the ground. Players everywhere. I think the most amazing part about this Spartans team is there's no hesitation in their movements. They trust each other completely on those plays. They know where each other are.
Ferrer picks up his dribble, passes into the lane for Heinster. Heinster dribbles, lays it up and good. Score now 65-30 for the Spartans. With 1 minute left in the third quarter.
You can't quite make it out. That's the same section changing. We want Cam.
Good catch and sharing for number 35, who they were clearly very impressed by. The Chiefs also looked like went up for the one hand with dunk, also lost it. After him. Fisher takes the ball up court for the Indians. Clearwater now trying to get something moving on offense. Here it throws the ball away.
Choked up a little bit.
Fisher taking the ball to the corner. Steps back, almost takes a three. He has to take it. And an out of control quagmire is going to be whistled for the Shores against Shackleford.
Happy about that.
Yeah, I feel a little out of control on that one.
Yeah, you could just see the aggression from both teams.
Seventeen seconds left. Mod looking for the ball to cost for the last shot in the quarter for the Spartans. Gumrat's going to drive in quickly. Mod kicks the first. Starts holding the ball a little bit. Heinz Turner going to go with 3 seconds left on the clock, and it goes in.
Heinz Turner converts to get the starting lead up to 37 points, 67 to 30.
The Spartans lead going into the final quarter of play.
That was one eventful quarter. Those teams going full throttle. Do you think the Clearwaters can have the energy to pull out this last quarter, especially after the aggressive quarter they just played?
Well, they certainly came out in the second half looking a lot more intense than the first half. Just unfortunately for them, everything that's been done for the Spartans was getting answered on.
Yeah. Yep. I think they had a strong early game, but Spartans are gonna definitely have some answers for them.
The way the film might come out of this collegiate screen session.
Kirby at the point. The Warriors are running around the corner. Three taken and good. Edwards.
The starting shooting section just seems to be just as excited for a Clearwater point as a collegiate one.
Absolutely. The starting shooting section seems to be absolutely in love with Edwards. Loving his play. Drumright saves the ball out of bounds after a bad play there. Just to save the ball, Shackelford passes across the court to Fair, who brings on the lane six, though. Clearwater now off the ball. Not much of a chance for a run out. Passes to Kirby, though.
And Leeds once again doing a great job giving them no opportunities.
Yeah, it's a good job of getting back to transition off the floor there by the Spartans. Ball inside. Working against Shackelford. Puts the ball up, is rejected by Shackelford. Gets his own rebound, though. Puts the ball back up, and no good is the shot from Burford. Ahmad now bringing the ball up to the Spartans. Dribble past his man in the lane, no good. And that ball's going to be off of him. And Clearwater will take the ball. Kirby takes the ball up for the Indians. Now moving the ball around the paint and off of the Clearwater player who tried to save it goes out to Shackelford. Their partner's now moving past deflected. Raspberry takes the shot and good. And that's going to be the three. Looks like it might have been on the line, but Raspberry going to get credited with the 3-point shot. Their score now 70-33 Spartans.
We're not quite seeing the same aggression from Clearwater.
And scoring from Spartans from right out in the breakthrough. And just the land. Edwards got picked there. Spartans an easy run out for 2 points. Clearwater once again moving the ball around the perimeter, looking to get something in maybe, and an overdrive pass to the middle, trying to get something in. Picked off by Shackelford, who dribbles up the court, passes to Raspberry, wide open three. Off the mark. Heinz Turner gets the rebound and puts it back.
Machine.
Strong rebound there from Heinz Turner. Clearwater is going to take their first timeout of the game.
I gotta say, the energy in this gym is absolutely electric.
One of the ways it seems that the Spartans have taken a lead here is their ability to get the second chance points on the rebound.
Yeah.
And if I saw correctly, it looks like we're going to put into an running block situation with a score of 74-43 and 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Yeah. run right, heavily defending his man, and the foul is going to be called on him. Yes, unless I found a correct the clock, he will remain running for the rest of the game. Clearwater's going to inbound under the rim basket.
Clearwater's going to have to be aggressive with every second they have.
Absolutely, Drumright steals it, then have a layup all by himself and makes it. Nice steal and score there from the sophomore. Clearwater trying to get something in the paint off the glass.
But that two-pointer is
a nice shot by Cash. But Edgar turns his hand a little bit, looking the pass there to pick up his dribble. Chugge now tries in and kicks the gross for three. No good. Drumright gets the rebound though. Raspberry working against his man. Drumright now top of the key. Leta takes it. Dribbles in for the layup. No. Shot not affected a little bit by Clearwater. So it pops the tip. 4 minutes left now. In pass in the lane and misses the layup. Gets his own rebound, though. Still working in the lane. Fumbles the ball a little bit. Tied up by Raspberry. Possession error goes to the short.
We can show matching that energy that was brought by Clearwater. Neither team is letting off that pressure.
Yeah, at this point, Collegiate clearly going to come out with the swing here, but still keeping that foot to the pedal. Still looking to get points in offense and steals on defense. And that ball is going to go off of Clearwater players. It was hit away from Grace. We're just going to inbound under the basket. Got to fix your eyes very wide open. Three in the corner, way off the mark. Out to Leta, who travels with the ball.
Spartans not giving Clearwater an opportunity.
Dribbling on the baseline, and a blocking foul is going to get called. Let's see who this is on. Spartans foul on the blocking foul. Hold on. And two shots now for Walter. First one is good. Walker's second free throw misses off the front end. Chegge with the rebound, passes it out to Leta. Leta going quick and tips away. All right, pitcher. Spartans retain ball.
With only about a minute 40 left, Spartans 76, Clearwater 36.
Raspberry in the corner, tries to pass to Chegge, turns it over down the lane. Fisher taking the ball now. And Gross steals it and is able to clear the press. Leta hit it hard. It'll be Walter though in the lane, and it's good. There's an awkward play there on the steal as the Leta went to the floor. Raspberry passes to Leta now. Spartans back on offense. Raspberry takes it in the lane, kicks to Grace. Grace passes out to Raspberry. Raspberry drives into the lane and is stripped. 1 minute remaining, 76-38 to Spartans lead. Last couple of possessions of the game. Klausmeier drives into the lane and no good. Gets his rebound though. And has his half stolen away by Chegge.
Both teams are definitely tired. Collegiate seems to be waiting.
Grace takes the ball and it looks like Collegiate may have discovered this one out.
leads to using the zone, not even...
Still moving the ball around a little bit, just to try to keep the ball away.
Not going faster.
And Razzler is going to throw it out. Looks like that is going to end the game. He leads it, 76, Clearwater, 38.
Clearwater and Spartan players hugging it out while Robbie retains the ball.
Final seconds of the clock, six down. And that is it. Your final here from Wichita Sleeper. The Wichita Sleeper starting 76, the Clearwater Indians 38. Aiden, your final thoughts on the game?
I mean, I think that just goes to show that this year, collegiate is an unstoppable force, really.
Unstoppable is certainly strong going to be moving in this game, but certainly, based off how the courts look tonight, doesn't look like a lot of teams are going to be able to stop that quick offense and the suffocating defense.
Absolutely. I mean, it was really just impressive to watch the pressure not get late. The pressure just didn't lay off for even a second.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really, really complete game put together by the Spartans, it looks like, for really the whole entire game from them. A complete performance.
Absolutely.
So, that is all for our coverage tonight, I believe, of Wichita Collegiate Basketball. Aiden, it's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. Please tune in again. We'll keep doing these for every home game.
Yep. Until next time,
goodbye.